nonprofits, let's raise more money. For this episode, we're joined by Nicholas Harris to talk about setting and writing down attainable goals for yourself and how doing so will lead to outstanding results. Let's get right into it.
This is what I've taken away from this, Nick, is that you set, you know, in your prayer and you're saying, however somebody wants to say what it is, but you're making a statement of who you want to be, who you are and who you want to be, what you want your life to be, what you want to do. And then I think this is the most important part, but then you set these steps in action to do that. Mm-hmm. Because I think that a lot of us get up to a deal and we say, you know, okay, you know, I really want to be this, or I want to do that, or I want to have whatever it is. And they do that. And that's as far as they go. You know, the action step, which it does plant seeds. It plants seeds in your subconscious because your subconscious doesn't know the difference. It just hears it.
Yeah.
And good, bad, or indifferent. So if you give it good stuff, it's going to hear good stuff. Yeah. And if you're telling yourself you suck and you can't do anything and everything's bad, it hears that too.
Absolutely. Those are those words that choosing your words wisely is important.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I wish everyone, I hope this is a motivator for folks to... Nick, I think if everyone wrote down words, their prayer, their affirmation, the path they're following, if everyone took the time to write down words about themselves and what they want to accomplish and who they want to be and read that to themselves every single day, I think that we would be in a much better place as a world, right? You know what I mean? I think you have to pour into yourself, you know? Yeah, I think it's so important. I think it's important that you pour into yourself for sure.
Nick, that was really good, and I appreciate you sharing something so close to yourself. So talk to us about, like, the steps. Like, you know, you're talking about when you're working with a group, or you're talking to a group, or you're working with,
like,
somebody,
coach them. I know you mentor kids and speak to kids in large groups as well, Nick. Like, yeah, talk to us about that for sure.
So, well, like, the intentions part is, like, I'll explain the premise, blah, blah, blah. Here's what we're going to do. Like, you know, it's public speaking 101. Tell them what you're going to tell them, and tell them what you just told them. That's what Scott always tells me.
But anyway,
you know, so I tell them what we're going to do, break it down. We're going to set some goals. We're going to prioritize our goals. We're going to establish the things that are standing in the way of our goals. We're going to move ourselves mindfully in a yoga practice. And I don't know why I always do that, but I always do that. And then we're going to set some intentions. Okay, cool. And they go, okay. Then I explain it. Okay. So I start off by, like, what are your goals? Like, what do you want to be in life? I said long-term, short-term, and depending on the crowd that I'm talking to, you know.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And then they go. They journal on it. They take about 3 to 5 minutes. They write their goals. Now I go, okay, cool. Those are your goals. Look at them. How do you feel about them? Okay. Can you take a few minutes and prioritize those goals? But before you prioritize them, ask yourself, why are they important to you? Okay. And then prioritize them. They journal on it. They go for it. Cool. Okay. You're done with that. Okay. Look good? Okay, cool. All right. Now let's redirect ourselves and ask ourselves, what are the barriers to you achieving your goals? What are the things standing in your way of you, you know, achieving these things you've just written down?
Yep.
Now take those, and usually it's a journaling situation. I say, now you write those in the back of your journal. Okay, they do that. They write in the back of the journal. I usually give them more time.
Okay.
On that one, and they go and they write them all
down. Yeah, you have to think about that one deeply, probably.
Yeah, because it's like, because, you know, they could change, and every day is different. And I give examples along the way. I usually give the example, like, goals. Okay, goals. I want to be the best drummer I can be.
Yep.
Great. But what does that look like? And then I explain the realistic goals, and they write. And then I say, you know, prioritize the goals. Well, music's my passion. Music and yoga are my passion. So I explain, those are my two things. I put them on top. And then the barriers, I use a little example like this. Like, maybe you feel like you're drinking too much coffee. Okay. So maybe your barrier could be, like, I drink too much coffee and I end up staying up too late and it's really hurting my stomach, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it might be for you, I do as small of a coffee one, or, you know, maybe it's a relationship thing where, you know, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you're having a hard time committing to someone or whatever it might be. I use, like, a little bit of a small example and then, like, a bigger life example. And then, mm-hmm. and then they go for it, right? And they finish their barriers, okay? I go, okay, now, take that piece of paper. You rip it out of your paper. Rip it out of the journal. Now, we're going to place it underneath our yoga mat, because we can offer intentions with or without yoga, but I really think it's important. The physical movement part is really important, I feel like.
Love it, brother.
So then they put that underneath the mat, And then we started yoga practice. So I close, I get them to close their eyes, and we started the breathing practice and meditation. Usually it's like a couple of minutes, just breath work, trying to get focused. And then it's a vigorous practice. When I say vigorous, like, it's not just like kind of going through the motions. We talk about building tapas. So we're building internal heat, right? Yeah. So moving your body with your breath, with, you know, like, and I'll say stuff like, you know, if we're not breathing with the movement, we're just stretching, right? Yes. So we want to take the breath with the movement, blah, blah, blah. I explain these things. We get into it. Usually it's about, the program's usually about 90 minutes. So that movement piece is about 35 to 45 minutes long. Mm-hmm. We break a sweat, and then I get them down. I play a guitar in Shavasana, and then I invite them back. Okay, we're going to come back to our comfortable seat. We're going to take our paper underneath. Now you can revisit. Maybe you add to it. Maybe you take away. But either way, you got a couple minutes. Go. And usually people are like, get it. And they're like, because they're either adding, changing, because sometimes you're not ready to give things up.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, or sometimes you're like, the movement jars things in your brain.
Breaks things down, man.
Yeah. You know, it's like you're breathing, you're mindful. And I use a bunch of metaphors while we're doing it. Like, I do a bunch of heart opening things, you know. So, like, we're doing all these heart openers, like, you know, open up your heart to receive the energy for what you're seeking, blah, blah, blah. Like, I say all these metaphors.
That's good, though.
You know? And I used to try to write it out and, like, plan stuff, but now I just surrender. Like, I just, like, it just comes to me naturally.
That's probably a whole done enough conversation. Now, enough reps. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a whole nother conversation. But, yeah, so then they revisit it. And then the most powerful part, I feel, they have the paper, they've made the corrections, they've done everything they want to do, and now we go out and we burn those things physically. So we burn through them metaphorically. And then we go out back or wherever it is safe, safety first, okay? And sometimes, like in a school setting, we can't burn things, so we'll get them. Like I did this program with middle schoolers in a gym. I was like, now crumple that paper up because you don't want it anymore and throw it away as hard as you can.
Yeah.
You know, so we do stuff like that. But usually we go and burn them. The smoke goes up to the air. We dump the ashes. We give it back to the earth. We give it back to the universe. We give it back to God, whatever it is, because you no longer need those things anymore.
I love it.
So it's the metaphor of it all.
I love
and
it, man.
Then you come back in, you sit down, you got your goals, you got your journal, and you write your intentions. And the key part of the intentions is, I learned this from Dr. Wayne Dyer, his book called Wishes Fulfilled. It's I am. You write down your intentions like, I am doing A, B, and C. I am doing this. Because when you say, I will, I want to, I hope so, someday, all those have a little bit of doubt. The I am, there is no doubt.
Yep.
It's like, I am practicing jumps 3 days a week. I am getting on my yoga mat 5 to 7 days a week. I am teaching wonderfully inspiring classes.
I love that.
You know, I am in this very situation before I get here today. I just say a quick meditation, a quick prayer. Like, I am going to show up as my true authentic self for this program.
I love that. I love that.
Those are the things, yo.
We can all benefit from that.
That's good stuff, man. That's
I'm inspired good stuff. To do it. We're talking about putting together our own workshop, and I think some folks could use some of this movement.
Oh, I just was thinking the same thing.
Is that funny, Nick? Sorry, brother. Yeah, we're kind of pre-committing you, bro.
Come to Dallas for HGA boot camp.
Honestly, the beautiful thing about it is traveling is the part. It's a part of the work. It's a part of the work. It's like.
Yeah, you got to get out to the masses. Yeah.
You know, I really want to take this to as many people as I can, because at the end of the day, it's a service, and all I want
to do. That's the gift, brother.
It's all my work. I want to be in service. So, like, you might ask, how's music service? Well, music is service because it's providing the beautiful sound.
Happiness.
And, like, the connection, you know, like last night, like when I can, like, look at somebody in the eyes, like, thank you for coming to our town. It's like, dude, thank you for having me in your town.
Yeah.
Oh, that's human, bro. That's lovely. I love it.
And, like, I mean, we've been talking about music lately, Trevor. Like, think about it.
Yeah.
How good does it feel to throw on a Jimmy song? And you're like,
oh, my gosh. Changed my whole day, brother.
Dude,
changed
right?
my
that's,
whole
that's
state change.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so powerful. Music is so powerful. But then taking a program like Intentions to young adults, or I've done it in corporate situations.
I think it works, brother.
And you'll see people be like, you can see it, like, click in their head when they're like,
oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
And that's the work. That's the business. That's when I'm like, yeah, gotcha.
And then you pull out your guitar or your drums and you start melting faces.
Yeah. when I do my programs, usually, like, when I'm like doing like my story or whatever.
Yeah.
I get introduced and I play drums.
I love it.
Because I play the drums at this show. It's like, I show the people, like, look, I use it as a prop. It's like, this is what I wanted in my life. This is what I'm the most passionate about, but I wasn't using these things.
Yes.
But also to come out and, like, this is Nick Harris. And I come out and I start mashing on drums. It makes it more real for people. Like, well, this is what I do. This is what
I think it's an anchor for their attention, bro. Yeah. I think it's different. I think it's an anchor. Yeah. I just think, hey man, we keep saying, Jason and I on this program say to each other every day, to as many people that will listen, you know, we want, gosh, if you're not happy with other people succeeding, if you're not, you know what I mean? If you don't want to see everyone around you, whether you know them or not, or everyone to do well, then we're just missing the boat. I mean, it's that simple, man. I mean, we just want everyone to, you know, there's goals and there's steps. These are actionable. These are things that people can do. I wish, like I said earlier, that people poured into themselves as much as you poured into yourself. And what's come out of that is how much you pour into others. And like you said, being in service of others. And that's a really beautiful thing, brother. So
thanks, dude.
And like I said, to see you accomplish this much in such a short amount of time, it's going to be pretty amazing to see what happens moving forward. What do the next few years look like? You know what I mean? So nothing's stopping you, brother. Man. Yeah,
you know what's awesome is I think, and this is like something, again, this is like my thing. So like, I'm not trying to like preach here. What I'm trying to say is, but it's like, I think the band and the success of the music that I'm playing in yoga, it's what I've realized, it's not about me.
Yeah,
it's about, it's a catalyst for me to go out and then I have a more of a platform is what I'm getting at. The more the band gets successful, the more and more we do, the more and more I teach, the more and more people I can touch and interact with. And then it's like, because I'll do like a workshop, and then from that workshop, I'll get booked for two more because someone's been inspired by it or whatever it is.
Of course. That's fantastic.
And it's just like, it's like the domino effect, you know? Like, you know, we can go out and play shows like in Crescent City, and I can just say something like, oh, you know, it's like, we're just grateful to be here. You know, that could be something. Someone's like, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know,
no, it resonates with people. That's what people are looking for. And that's exactly how it's supposed to work. But you're also, I think a lot of people can take away from this episode as well, is that you're open to it happening. You're putting your intentions out in the universe. You're open to it happening. It is happening. It's being proven to you in real time. Mm-hmm. You don't need any more proof because that's exactly how it's supposed to work. You know what I mean? And I know you're not, I love it, man, because you're limitless and you're bound by nothing. I know that's the approach that you're taking. I think it's beautiful, brother.
I really love the intention part when you said that. That really hit me because you said, well, intention, what's intention? Because usually whatever your intention is, what you want is what's creating those things because you've got all these roadblocks that are keeping you from doing what you want to do. And Trevor and I know this all that we talk about this all the time. The one that's keeping you from it most of the time is yourself.
Yeah. Or the self-talk, that little voice inside your head, you know, saying,
well, I mean, you know, we're working with nonprofit professionals that are out there in the world every day. And, you know, they're doing this stuff. And a lot of times, and I'm going to use a Trevorism, they start negotiating with themselves and they start negotiating. Well, you know, I'm going to do this. Well, I'm going to do
they him, huh?
And like, if you said, you know, you can, if you said, well, I need to be the best drummer. I'm going to drum 7 days a week. And they go out there and do it. But you're just setting yourself up because the reality is you're not going to be able to do it. There's going to be something happens that's going to get in the way.
Yeah. Life happens. And, exactly.
But, you know, you said, well, how many times can I do it and stick to it? Be consistent. Yeah. Four times. Okay. There you go. Because we had somebody that we were getting to raise money, and she had never called anybody to ask for money before. And I said, well, how many phone calls could you make a day? She said, well, I could probably make 7. I said,
let's do 3.
Can you do 3? Can you commit to doing 3 and do it before noon? And she goes, yeah. I said, the reason is because if that way, if it goes past noon, you got all the rest of the day to catch up. Cause sometimes stuff happens and, you know, schedules and things like
she's
that.
She's raising money for a private school in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah.
She's out there. Hope she's listening.
Sister Bridget,
and she crushed it, man.
And she did. She killed it because it was something that she could do, because so many times everybody goes, yeah, we're going to go out and make 27 calls a day. Well, you know how hard it is to make 27 calls a day? I used to set my own appointments, my first telephone company. It's hard to make that many phone calls. It just is.
For sure. Yeah.
It's hard to do that, but you know, it's nearly impossible. So, all those things go in. I just really think that
committing to yourself, writing it down. Mm-hmm. And then I mean, speak to this, Nick, you know, you wrote it down. Obviously, you know, you're holding yourself to the highest standard. That's obvious. Did you tell your friend Scott? Was his name Scott?
Yes, yeah, Scott.
You told him. You had a. I mean, because I find that if I say something out loud to Jason about what I want to do, or my wife, or a close friend, or anyone, if I say it, I'm sure as shit not going to do it. You know, or not going to do it. You know what I mean? I got to do it, man. If I say
I'm going to call and say, "Hey, man, how's the training going? How's this going? Yeah. How's this? You know,
yeah."
Yeah, we're calling each other.
That's how I feel. So, what do you think about the there's power in voicing those things to people that will listen that you trust, right?
Yeah, and the thing is like, you know, like Scott will check me real quick, and I don't mean that in a negative way. He'll be like, or I'll say something. He'll be like, or because one day I said something to him. I said, "Well, it's hard for me to make time for that." He goes, "You can make time."
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't really get what he was saying. He's like, "Well, you can make time happen." And I was like, all right.
Okay. Yeah.
I get what you just did there. I get it. Okay. Okay. So can I make it a priority for my day? You mean? Yeah. I can make it a priority.
Yeah.
You know, it was like the words you choose, right, are like a reflection of us. So like,
of course,
if you're like, yeah, well I can make that happen, and you don't do it, like you're saying, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it feels bad, man. You know, it feels bad. It's a letdown. You don't want to be. You don't
it's like
down.
This, dude. You know what's easier? Okay, what's harder to do? Go start working out for the first time in a long time by yourself, or you get a workout partner. It's like an accountability partner 100%, across the board. Mm-hmm. 100%. So Scott has always been my accountability partner. Like, you know, he'll hold me to it. And he'll be like, "Oh, I thought you said you were going to do that." I'll be like, "Oh, well, I am. Oh man, I see what you did there, Scott." But he'll do the same for me, and I'll be like, because he'll say something, and I'll be like, is that, like, I don't know, I can't give a good example, but like we'll go back and forth, but it always works because you know, we hold each other.
Well, there's a trust there too. There's a trust there, obviously, too. I think it's awesome, man.
When the band, like, I point to my guys because they're out here in another room, but it's like, if we decide we're going to practice X amount of days a week before a tour, you know, if one of us is tired.
Yeah, you got to pick each other up though.
We got to be there for each other because, you know, at the end of the day, we are a reflection of our band. Like, we are our band. So if we go out and don't play as well as we could, that's all on us. You know, that's 100% our, it's a us thing. We didn't put the work in, and it's obvious, right?
Yep. Absolutely. The product will suffer.
You know absolutely. I mean? You know,
I think there's so many things that we've unpacked. I think Nick, we got to have you on again. For sure. So there's more to talk about. And I love the idea of adding that component to our boot camp. So we have something brewing. We're not ready to release the entire kit and caboodle at the moment, but it's definitely in the works. We're going to be doing an HGA boot camp in 2023, and I think that'd be really, really a cool component to have that side, that intention side added to it. But there's so many things that we've covered today. I want to be respectful of your time because I know you're traveling. But there's so many things we've uncovered that can be applied to anyone's life, but anyone in the nonprofit space when it comes to, you know, goal setting, big goals that you're doing for your mission, staying focused on yourself and making sure that you're accountable, things of this nature. There's so many things. I hope everyone got a lot of value out of listening to this stuff. And just great to have you on, brother. Great to see you, of course. Yep. Yeah.
Nick, thanks so much, man. It's great to meet you and have you on here. And man, wish you the very best on your tour. Go rock it.
Yeah,
literally,
brother. Yeah.
Literally. Literally.
Yeah. Please, you're on tour at the moment. So yeah, taking time for us means a lot.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Like, I wouldn't miss this. This is great. I'm grateful that we heard out. But hey, let me toss one more thing out to all you guys real quick.
Yeah, hit it.
Okay. This is something that you're already living because you're both here doing your thing. But this is something that I had to get redirected when I became sober, like it'll be 6 years in February.
Good for you, brother.
But the bottom line is this, okay? Like, I don't work, right? Why? Because I literally do the stuff I love and I want to serve, right? So if I could tell you all anything, it's this. Just do all the stuff that you love.
Yep.
And if you can't do it 100% yet, just know that you got to set the intention. Or I invite you to set the intention to, I am going to do all the stuff that I love.
Yeah.
Because then you don't go to work. Like, I don't go to work. I'm literally going to go hang out with two of my best friends in the universe. We're going to go play rock and roll shows and drive around and be silly and laugh and listen to, you know what I mean? Like,
hey, man.
And
then You're talking about, you're not, you know, people always say this, Jason and I are living that life right now, man. We enjoy, we work hard. We really enjoy it, but we, you know, we beat each other ourselves up at, like in the gym or riding bikes or whatever, but you know, but we enjoy it. But man, we choreographed our life. We choreographed our life this way. And I, everyone's always saying like in passing, they go live in the dream and everything. And I don't say that. I say, yeah, I'm living my dream.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the important part is though, I mean, I'm 54. I've been working to get here for a long time. It didn't just happen. You know, everybody, you got to go through that. I mean, if you go back through my life of working since I was 12 years old, well, it's literally taken me 40 years to get here, 42. So I think that's, it's a journey. And I think that's where you got to take it easy on yourself and realize, be patient. Don't do it. Set the deals, go with the play. Exactly. And know that that stuff is going to come. The best is yet to come. And just because you don't get it tomorrow doesn't mean it's not going to be next week, next year, and on. And, it, you know, life is a wonderful thing. And if you live it that way, you're going to have, there's going to be tough times, good and bad, that are going to come. But the more that you seek that stuff out that you really want and not negotiate with yourself, as you said, you know, Nick, and set those steps up, that's when it gets good. Because you're preparing yourself for that moment. You're preparing yourself for when that time comes.
Everyone always says life is too short. I actually say life is long, so enjoy it.
And dude, celebrate your wins along the way.
I love
Absolutely.
That's a great title. That's a great way to end. Well, it was a win. It was a win having you on today. It's a win that you're on tour. I want you all to be safe, brother.
Thank you. Be safe, man. And enjoy it, and
keep pouring into people, brother. Can't thank you enough, man.
Hey, thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thanks so much, Nick. So great to meet you. Merry Christmas, my brother. Be safe on the road, okay?
Thank you, everybody.
Namaste.
Thanks, Nick. Cheers. All right, later, brother.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Fundraising. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.